how did Montazeri go from being one of the leaders of Iran's revolution to becoming a marginalized figure?
Well, I think there were two points that made him actually a critical figure inside the Islamic State. First one, he was critical about the continuation of Iran-Iraq war. Contrary to the idea, which was mainly supported by Ayatollah Khomeini, he was against the war, and he believed that it should have stopped after the first year when Iraqi forces were forced out of the country, out of the Iranian borders. He thought that was the right time to cease fire, and he was against the war being continued for 7 more years. The other thing was that in mid-80s, there were these mass executions of political dissidents and political prisoners inside the prisons in Iran. And Ayatollah Montazeri was the first and the only one inside the state who was against this. He was against the misconduct and the torture inside the prison. And he publicly denounces all this in written letters, famous written letters to the leader of the revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini.
So do you think that his worldview was substantially different to that of Ayatollah Khomeini?
I believe that he was more religious than Ayatollah Khomeini. Ayatollah Khomeini was a kind of pragmatist, that he believed everything which is in favor of the establishment should be well supported, should be, and it is advisable. But Ayatollah Montazeri always mentioned this, that Islamic teachings are to be followed. Even if they are against us, even if they are against us when we are trying to implement power on people. Yeah.
And Ayatollah Montazeri has been critical of Iran's rulers following the post-election protests this year. How important a figure was he for the opposition?
I believe that he was the most influential figure for the Iranian political opposition for two main reasons. First, because of his political background. He was a political clergyman before the revolution. He spent about 5 years in exile, 5 years in prison before the revolution. And after the revolution, when he thought that the Islamic regime was not following the Islamic codes and Islamic teachings, he became critical of the establishment. And he has, I mean, all through his life, he just showed that he really stick to his values. And this is something that gave him a lot of weight and a lot of credibility. And because of all this, and considering the fact that he was actually the first clergyman, senior clergyman, as technically speaking, he was one of the Shiites' source of emulation. So, and he had this credibility religious from a religious point of view and in terms of political activities. Because of all this, he was quite a significant figure in the opposition camp.
And how do you think his death might affect Iran's opposition Green movement?
Well, I think that, as I said, because of his significance, there would be... I think that no one can replace him in terms of religious authority and also political background. Therefore, there seems to be a lack of kind of leadership among the opposition when he is not in Iran anymore. But at the same time, he has been so open-minded, and he has written so many essays and books and made several speeches criticizing the fundamental elements of the Islamic regime, that I believe that his thoughts still would give guide to his followers.